I guess a couple of weeks ago, somebody asked Elon Musk, what are the odds that we live in a computer generation simulation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that life is just on a Windows 86 computer and it's just running nonstop. And he said there's a 1 in 800 billion chance that we're not in a computer simulation.
That we're not?
Yeah. That we're not in some type of computer simulation right now.
And they let that guy have babies?
But he's a really smart guy, and he knows computer stuff. So he said life could easily be a computer simulation. And
no, it can't. Can't easily be. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's the Matrix, and we live it. I was talking to a couple on Friday who is so total opposite of where I am politically. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say which way they are or which way I am, but they're totally on the separate side of where I am. So what I think is that we do live in a computer simulation, and only half the population got this update and the half of the population got the other update. That's the only thing I can think of. How can we be as a people so separate and not be able to see ways that the other person sees?
Right. You know what? I think you're onto something.
It's a trick. What they did is they said, okay, we're going to give these 100 million people this update, and we're going to give this 100 million people this other update, and we're going to sit back and watch it play out.
Wait, which means that the virus we have is a computer virus.
Right. So we only see things a certain way. So I can't, there's no way you can convince the people on the other side that you're right and they're wrong. You can't do it. They won't listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if somebody tries to explain to you to vote for this person, you're not going to believe them either because you're going to say you're insane. So there, you can't break the code. The code is unbreakable.
So who's playing this? Are we a video game? Who's playing it? Like, who's in charge of it?
It's like when you own an ant farm and you put half the ants over here and you give half the ants this to eat. And you give half the ants this to eat and you see if they kill each other.
But who's the thing giving the ants the food? Like, who's the main controller?
The developer. It's one guy. It's a nerd. It's a nerd, it's a nerd. That works in like a Silicon Valley in the sky, and he's just sitting there with a keyboard, watching all this play out.
But how can he keep up with all the people? It's a lot to keep up with. I mean, it's billions of people at this point.
He has no life. He's a nerd.
It's just one guy.
You it's don't one think guy. It's like, and he groups us all into groups. That's why some of us are Democrats and some of us are Republicans. So he puts us all into groups and he sends us updates. So this person is on iOS 11 and these people are on iOS 12 and they don't mix.
I think it's more like these people are on iOS 14 and these people are on iOS 2.
So he's sitting back and watching.
What happens if I just never update this lot? And just keep updating the other lot and see what happens.
And I'll put somebody as head of this lot. And this person can be orange. And I can put this person on the head of this one. And maybe sometimes they will not get the update. So they're kind of in the middle.
I need more information from Elon Musk because I have too many questions.
But that's the only thing I can think of on how separate our groups are now.
So where's our reboot?
A reboot is a restart from scratch, I think. At this point, that's the only way to fix it. You have 100 million people marching on Washington. It's like yesterday I ventured out into the mall for the first time since January.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to the mall to pick something up because that's the only place they put an Apple store is inside of a mall.
Right,
of course. So you have to go to the mall. And there were so many people walking around without masks. There was one person, one lady walking around, and she had to be in her 20s, no mask, with a preemie baby.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't wearing a mask. It's because they're in the iOS 2. They're not upgraded yet.
I think Elon Musk is a little bit of a nut job. Like, I can't tell if he's, like, really progressive and forward-thinking and just too far ahead that I don't get it, or if he's like bananas and out of his mind. So I just, as you were talking, I just looked up what Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks, you know, the famous astrophysicist who's the director of the Hayden Planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him the same question. Are we a computer simulation? He puts the odds at 50-50 that our entire existence is a program on somebody's hard drive. He said, quote, "I think the likelihood may be very high." He noted the gap between human and chimpanzee intelligence, despite the fact that we share more than 98% of our DNA. He said, somewhere out there could be a being whose intelligence is that much greater than our own. Mm-hmm. We would be drooling, blithering idiots in their presence. If that's the case, it's easy for me to imagine that everything in our lives is just a creation of some other entity for their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not even here for any real reason. Like, people always ask the question, like, you know, what's the purpose? Why are we here? Well, you don't need to ask the question because we're just here for other people's entertainment.
Right. And that's why you can't.
Or aliens entertainment.
That's why one side politically can't even live with the other side right now. It's too crazy.
Yeah. It's a chip. It's a code they put in. They put in some kind of code.
Right. And Facebook is a program inside the program designed to control a certain, you know, demo.
Wow. That's so meta. You know, I was about to just dismiss you completely, but the fact that Neil deGrasse Tyson is like, 50-50.
He agrees with me.
Freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see one day, because when we die, we just go away. We jump off that hard drive and we're on another hard drive.
We don't know what happens when we die.
Right. I'd say we go on to another hard drive and you wake up and you go, oh, look, a new hard drive.
But, this is freaking me out.
But what happens when he control-alt-delete and he gets sick of the program? What happens then? That's what happened with the dinosaurs. It was a control-alt-delete.
And they went, oh, damn, I meant to hit...
Backspace.
Backspace, and I hit control-alt-delete, and now all my dinosaurs are gone.
Right, now I have to start over. And that was a real old version of the computer. That was like Windows 4. That wasn't very good. At least they're updating the computer now. That's why we have, you know, cool things like microwaves and things like that, because it's a new program.
The fact that it's in Scientific American and all these like great minds got together from MIT and discussed this, they're like, yeah, you know, it's not impossible. It's like, wait, it's not impossible that we're living in a computer simulation? What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's you. What? Why am I just hearing about this now? Where have you been for the past 30 something years?
It better be an Apple. That's all I can say. It better be an Apple and not a Windows machine, because Windows seem to blue screen all the time. So and a virus is a virus. Some of us have virus programs and some of us don't.
I'm way too freaked out right now.